It begins this weekend. Some 2.5 million Muslims expected to take part in this year's Hajj, the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca. It could take place any time during the year, but there's a specific month where the Hajj peaks. And this year's pilgrimage takes place against a full year of the Arab Spring, of months of uprisings and turmoil and revolution in the Arab world from the Middle East all the way to North Africa. The Saudi government, anticipating this, has mobilized 100,000 defense personnel to prepare for the world's largest human assembly. The Saudis say the buildup is to avoid any deadly stampedes that have broken out in previous pilgrimages. But is democracy a problem in Mecca, and a problem particularly for the Saudis? Because in the past, significant political issues between countries have emerged in the Hajj. Joining us now is Akbar Ahmed. He's the chair at American University in Washington, D.C. He is actually the chair of Islamic Studies at American University. He's the author of the book Journey into America, The Challenge of Islam. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What is the expectation, first, of Muslims around the world that the Arab Spring will create or provide a narrative for people going on the Hajj this month?
John, it's important to understand that the Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, along with fasting and praying and charity. And it's something that every Muslim looks for, and it's a very, very challenging exercise. They usually perform it once in a lifetime because it's a long, couple of weeks exercise, and it really is physically demanding. You don't have very much time to be sitting and contemplating politics. But then when you combine a couple of million people, you combine the electricity that is now going through the Muslim world after the Arab Spring, the revolutions taking place in the Arab world. And you remember that Egypt, which is considered the leader of the Arab world, they say that what happens in Egypt today happens in the rest of the Arab world tomorrow, is just across literally a thin sliver of water from Saudi Arabia. I would not be surprised that the Saudis would be very concerned for this particular Hajj, which is the first Hajj after the Arab Spring.
And is there a distinction between, at least from the Saudi perspective, of political activity during the Hajj that simply expresses an outrage over a home government or a celebration for a revolution taking place back home versus political speech that actually challenges the royal family in Saudi Arabia, and particularly its custodianship of the Kaaba and the sacred pilgrimage sites?
Well, that's a great question. And when I did the Hajj, this was about 10 years ago, I sensed as people were performing the rituals, and again, as I want to repeat, they're really very tough, physically very demanding. People would, you know, if they have a couple of minutes to exchange ideas and notes, seem to be in subdued breath, I must admit, quite critical of certain things that they were seeing. For example, some of these high-rise modern buildings going up around the Kaaba itself, and they were saying, look, this is violating all kinds of decency and architectural balance and so on, and they're upsetting the history which we share as Muslims. And that fine line is easily crossed when you have millions of Muslims who believe that the Mecca and Medina, the great two cities, the religious cities of Islam, are shared by them all. And they're here primarily as religious pilgrims, not interested in politics. Whereas the Saudis are concerned about the logistics of the Hajj, simply organizing something on this scale. They have an entire ministry which does nothing but plan for the Hajj, the next Hajj, as it were. And this time round, with the Arab Spring, and there'll be a lot of young people there with ideas of spreading the ideas of democracy and human rights and civil liberties, which, of course, in Saudi Arabia will cause a lot of concern and sleepless nights to a lot of officials.
Talking with Akbar Ahmed, who's the chair of Islamic Studies at American University, author of the book Journey into America, The Challenge of Islam. Is this political debate within the Muslim world, and particularly the Arab world, is this a more difficult debate to mediate during the Hajj than, say, some of the bitter, you know, sectarian divisions between Shiism and Sunnism that have created conflicts between Iranian pilgrims and Sunni pilgrims at certain points during the Hajj?
How I would answer this is to say that during the Hajj, people's religious sensibilities, spiritual sensibilities are heightened. For Muslims, this is the holiest of holies, and they're there in the house of God, in the presence of God. And God constantly tells Muslims in the Holy Book and through the sayings of the Prophet of Islam that justice, compassion, caring for your neighbors, caring for other human beings is of vital importance to a good Muslim. And here's where the connection comes in. And they're saying, look, we are not really getting the justice. A lot of local people will be saying that, that other Muslims are getting just across the border in Egypt, for example, where they've been able to throw off their ruler. And remember that people like Mubarak in Egypt and these other rulers, Gaddafi in Libya, looked like the Mubarak looked like the pyramids, like the Sphinx, as permanent as them. And yet they were toppled. So it would certainly test the ingenuity, the good sense, and I would say the compassion of the Saudi rulers in this particular Hajj, where you have millions of Muslims combined with ideas that are going like wildfire, spreading like wildfire in the Arab world about democracy and change.
Just very quickly before we go, put me into the mind of someone whose country has just become free. Going on the Hajj, will they have a special joy, do you think, speaking as a Muslim?
They would be exhilarated. You remember William Wordsworth's famous lines after the French Revolution in the turn of the century, when he said that to be young was very heaven indeed. You know, he said it was bliss to be alive in this age, but to be young was very heaven indeed. And young people would be absolutely exhilarated. They feel alive for the first time in decades. They feel they've come to life literally, and that they're looking forward to the future. They want democracy, they want human rights, they want to be part of the world. And that's the good news, I think, that cannot be stopped by national borders, by security personnel and police, and will spread, and certainly spread voluntarily or involuntarily in large gatherings like the Hajj. Although
And probably that's the bigger headline at the Hajj than all of the notions of demonstrations. Akbar Ahmed, chair of the Islamic Studies Department at American University, thanks so much. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.